All right, we are back. Yeah, we're back. Hold on. Okay, so I had to go back and get the chip from a older save. Yeah, I had to go all the way back to an older save, find the chip in the room I couldn't access, and now that I have the chip, we can open the door. Yes, you can lock yourself out. I don't think the developer realized this, but yeah. As soon as there's that scene with Buddy and Mendel, you can't go in that room. So if you haven't gotten that chip, then you won't be able to get that chip. It literally locks you out of that. So you have to reload an older save, find that before that scene, find the chip before that scene starts, and then you're good. You are not Father. He is gone. I'm here to help you. Damn, aren't you sexy? You opened the door. What do you want? I trained under Father Parker and I know all the tricks in the book to help cure you girls. Where is Father? He was power napping and then went for a long walk. I don't understand. Why has he not come to us? I don't know, really. He must be busy, but don't worry. I can do everything he can do. How can I trust you? Father Parker told us never to touch anybody else, risk passing our curse to them. I've already helped Violet. Do you want to go talk to her? You will let us be together in the same room? Sure. Father would not like that. No way. He told me just the other day that he's been meaning to loosen up the rules. That doesn't sound like Father Parker, but I do wish to see Violet. I'll go get her. Violet, it is true. Father has chosen you to carry the burden. Yes, Elizabeth, I am lucky to be able to help Father by carrying the special seed. I am glad to see you again. Thanks to Brad, we can be together once more. I've been told by Father Parker that the two of you have graduated to the next phase. Graduated? Phase? Or whatever the hell Parker calls it. What does that mean? It means you two are allowed to be with each other from now on. That's great news. It will not make us worse? No. Why would it? Our lust was so powerful during those times, we don't want to lose our progress. Oh, right. Well, lucky for you, I know how to give a blessing. And that'll be enough so that we don't succumb to our desires? Yeah, go for it. I'll bless you both right now. Such a wonderful offer. I do miss you, Violet. Then let's make the most of this generous man's help.
Well, I'll be.
Oh, how I've missed your lips. I need to taste it once more. Please, I want to feel your tongue between my legs. Okay. Wow, you girls are sure hungry for pussy. It tastes even better than I remember. That's what they all say. I'm gonna climax. Now I'll help you to release Elizabeth. I miss the way your tongue feels inside of me. I want you to release into my mouth so we can enjoy a kiss flavored in this lustful juice. Yes, please. I'm about to release. Instead of I'm coming, I'm about to release. Look, Brad, her mouth is filled with my sex juices. Holy shit. How about we add a blessing to that mix? I want to taste it. That was incredible. Yes, I feel it too, but I worry that this may lead us to become weaker against the curse. I still feel it too. What if we've done something wrong? Don't you girls worry. As long as I'm here with the blessing, you girls can have all the fun you want. Then we'll wait for you, Brad. What if Father arrives? Would he be angry? We've both kept things from Father. This will be another one of our secrets. We must be careful. I'll go back to my room now, but we'll return when Brad is here to help us. I wouldn't worry about Father Parker. I'm here to help you now, and I do things differently. So you say. I hope you can help us like Father did. Trust me. Okay. Brad, did you find any climbing gear? No luck, have you? Not really, but I did find this bottle. Will this help? Oh shit, another bottle. Another? Oh, I found another one like this before. What is it? It's a health drink, a diet drink. Gross! Oh yeah, I forgot you hate diet food. If you don't mind, perhaps I can give that to Valerie. She loves diet drinks. Be my guest, I can't stand diet crap. What are you ladies up to? Amber, did you show Miss Bancroft your toy? Bradley. What toy? Oops. It's none of anyone's business. It's a sex toy, isn't it? If you must know, then yes, it's a sex toy. I'd love to help the two of you play with it. Bradley! What? And what makes you think that we'd invite you, Bradley? Maybe because I have this. You naughty boy. I don't get it. What is that? Bradley, what are you doing with that bottle? I'm just showing the girls. Throw it away. Come on now, Valerie, where's the harm? You don't even know what that'll do to you. Oh, I might have some idea. Oh my god, did you drink it? What is everyone talking about? This little bottle contains a powerful aphrodisiac, the most powerful I've ever tried. You drank it? I couldn't resist. I want to try it. Give it to me. Stop it! No one's drinking this stuff. Tillman is out there with a gun, and the only thing we should be worried about is convincing that security guard that Tillman is a threat that needs to be taken care of. What are you talking about? Buddy said that this place can keep that dude out of here, so what's the big deal? What if he got in here? Would you risk him killing another one of us? He wouldn't kill me. I'm too pretty. Madam, do you really think he'll kill one of us? We know as much or more than Denny about his numerous incidents. If he's trying to destroy the evidence, that would include us as well. It just seems too far-fetched. What possible reason is there for him to go on a killing spree to avoid a little bit of embarrassment? I can convince Buddy to go capture Tillman. How? It's hard to explain, but trust me, I can make Buddy do it. Would you do that for me, Brad? I'll do it under one condition. What is it? You can't throw that bottle away. You're aiming too low, Bradley. I have a better deal. What are you talking about, Miss Bancroft? If this is so important to you, Valerie, then maybe if the boy can pull it off, you'll do something else for us. What do you want me to do? I don't understand. You'll drink the potion, too. What? I couldn't do that. I'd like to see that. How about it, Val? That sounds like a good deal to me. This is getting out of control. I'll do no such thing. Well, at least give it to someone who'll drink it. But, madam, I assure you that you'll enjoy it. Come on, Val, it won't hurt to try it. If you can convince Buddy to go after Tillman, I suppose I could do it just this once. Oh, a foursome with Valerie, so kinky. I'll do it under one condition. What is it, Val? Bradley has to finish with one of you girls, not me. More Bradley for me. You can use my pussy all you want, Brad. And you can come all you want inside of me. Hey now, no coming inside of anyone. Let's figure out the logistics later. For now, I've got some convincing to do. Good luck, Bradley. Don't get into trouble, Brad. No, whoops. Yeah? Buddy, how sure are you we're safe in here? Safe from Tillman? Yeah, he can't get in. You know a gun can penetrate a window. Look, Brad, Tillman is armed. Without my gun, there's nothing I can do. We're just gonna wait until help arrives. My job is to protect, not run off on some futile manhunt. Buddy, some of us are worried that Tillman is on a rampage and we're all in danger. You have to do something. Sitting tight is what I'm doing. Now go away. Do you really want to wait for help to arrive? Aren't you worried that they'll find your little sex dungeon? I'll deal with that when the time comes. I'm gonna spill the beans on your operation, you know. God damn it, Brad. You really want me to go up against your psycho coach with nothing but my bare hands? You have to try. I'd rather be in jail than dead. Go back and find your gun. Maybe if I had some help, it'd be possible. Do you want me to go with you? I don't trust you. If I go, I go with Mendel. Then go with Mendel. If you can convince Mendel that it's important to go find Tillman, then I'll go with him. What? Me? Mendel hates me. But you know Tillman better than I do. If you want me to find him, then go convince Mendel he's worth pursuing. I'll try. Brad, give me one good reason I shouldn't lock you up right now. Whoa, Mendel, I know we've had our differences, but I've got something I need to tell you. What is it, Brad? Tillman killed Denny. I know, Buddy told me, but he's after you next. What? How do you know that? Well, I spoke with him out in the woods. I tried to tell him to stop his killing spree, but he told me that he still needed to get to you. What possible reason would he have to shoot me? I don't know, but without Buddy's gun, you're a sitting duck. Thanks for the good news, Brad. Are you finished? Buddy knows where he dropped his gun. Maybe you should go get it. I'm not going out there. Buddy will go with you. How far away is it? Not far. I need to talk to Buddy. Okay. Brad, I was speaking to Buddy, and we're going to go back for the gun. And then going to find Tillman? We'll see what happens. If Tillman wants a showdown, we need to be ready. He's shown a willingness to kill. I don't understand his motivation, but if he's looking to finish the job, we need to be ready. We'll let everyone know the plan, but while we're gone, you need to stay locked in here. Oh yeah, totally. Lock us in. What's going on? We're leaving, Buddy and I. What's your plan? We're going back for the gun. I know a route that avoids the main pass. If Tillman is out there waiting for us, we can maneuver around him and surprise him from behind. So you're going to kill him? If it comes to that. The plan for now is to get that gun, and I want all of you to stay inside. Of course, we can do that. We'll be gone for a few hours. If we take longer than that, don't come looking for us. Go kill that bastard. We'll lock the door behind us. Impressive, Bradley. You've grown into quite the negotiator. And I suppose you're going to hold up your end of the bargain? Look at this, ladies. Who wants to try it? Oh, God, I can't believe I agreed to this. Let me drink it first. Wait your turn. God damn it, woman. Save some for us. Okay, Valerie, it's your turn. Oh my, this does feel nice. I don't know, this doesn't seem like a good idea. Don't chicken out now, Val. Oh, Bradley, I need your cock now. Oh, hell yes, it's taking control of you so quickly. Drink it, Val, you promised. Shouldn't we at least go to the bedroom? It's too late, Val, you'll never pry them off of me now. Let's see if you can take a double stuffing. Oh God, it's amazing. Madam, are you not going to join us? I'm thinking such naughty thoughts. I know it's wrong, but the desire is too strong. Yes, Valerie, now come and join the fun. Oh God, Valerie, you're so wet I can smell you. How's it on Brad's face? Yes, Brad. Yes, Brad. Use your tongue, baby. Right his face, madam. The boy is loving it. Good God almighty, they're all doing something. Oh God, I'm so bad, but it feels so good. I'm coming, so am I. Don't make the boy come just yet. I want to get stuffed too. Oh yes, I want to be the one to shove that dildo up your ass, Amanda. fuck me. Fuck me harder, you two. With pleasure, bitch. Oh god, my ass. How does it feel to have your hole stuffed, Amanda? Harder. Fuck me harder. Come for me, Amanda. I'm coming! Your pussy is clenching me, Miss Bancroft. I'm going to come. Pump me, fool. No, wait. Cover my face. No, this one's for Val. Isn't that adorable, gifting Val with this big load? Do it, Brad. Feed Valerie your cum. Here it comes, Val! Impressive load, Bradley. Let's clean it up for him. An excellent idea. Brad, I found a grappling hook! Hey! Not again! Simon, get out of here! You missed quite a show, Simon. What are you doing, Simon? Can't you knock? Knock, but this is a staircase! Stop it with your excuses! You're in big trouble, mister! Oh, man! You have nice boobs, Mrs. Valerie. That's it, Simon. You're getting a spanking. Well, that was certainly fun. Thanks for joining us, Val. I'll admit it was enjoyable. I'm glad these girls are here to keep you company, Brad. I'm sure if we weren't here, you'd do a fine job yourself taking care of the boy. Oh, I don't know about that, but I do enjoy seeing Bradley happy in such a tough situation. I can say the same about you, Val. You've been through a lot, and it's been nice to bring you some joy. You're so sweet, Brad. I hope Mendel and Buddy will be okay out there on their own. I think they'll be fine. This is their land, and they know it well, I'm sure. As much as I hate Mendel right now, I don't want this situation getting any worse. We'll be safe, Amber. Don't worry. As long as we have Big Bradley to help us save the day. Okay. Simon found a grappling hook. We can climb higher now. I saw Mendel and Buddy leave. Where are they going? Oh yeah, they're going to find a gun. Then why are we going? Can't we just wait for them? Look, Tellman won't shoot us. We have an advantage. How do you know he won't shoot us? I heard Val say that to you. You're working with him, right? Well, I was, but I don't want to be anymore. I'm scared of him. He doesn't know you've changed your tune, and I don't see why he wouldn't shoot Simon or I. But Mendel and Buddy are doing the job for us. Why don't we just stay here? You want to save the day, don't you? Not really? Well, I do, and I'm not going out there without you guys. Did you get your spanking? Shut up, this is all your fault! Spanking? Yeah, Simon here was caught spying on me having sex with the girls. What, like a threesome? A foursome. And now I'm in trouble because I saw everyone naked. Well, now's your chance to redeem yourself, Simon. Let's go find that gun before Benny, Buddy and Mendel. It's time for us to save the day. I'm in, let's go! Is he brave or stupid? Well, definitely stupid. Okay. Here's a grappling hook. Do you have a rope? If you've got rope and a grappling hook, we can climb higher. The rock wall here is too tall, but there's nothing to hold on to climb up to. Okay, I need to grab the grappling hook.
It worked!
how they just kind of phase through the rope, you know. Is there a way through? Now where do we go? I don't see a clear path forward. Maybe this is the wrong way. I didn't climb up that rope for nothing. I don't see a way past. There's gotta be another way. Let's split up and look for a path forward. I'll stay up in here. It's supposed to be, I'll stay up here and keep a lookout. Don't be lazy, Simon. Hey, someone has to keep an eye out for Tillman. Whatever. I'm going towards the river. Valerie, creamy hot dog. Creamy hot dog. I do not seem to have a skeleton key for this, unfortunately.
It won't work.
Nope. What's it say? I can't chop through these trees. They're too strong for my machete. Oh. Picked up something. Oh, it was a wheel. Yeah, it was a wheel that I picked up. Mr. Tillman, what are you doing here? Well, shit, it's Tillman. I better keep quiet and see how this goes. Where's the security guard? I don't know. I've not seen him. He didn't go back? Are you lying to me? No, man. I don't know what's going on. What are you doing out here? I'm looking for you. Did you make it to the other bridge? Can we get out of here? We're not leaving until I find that security guard. Can't we just leave? Denny is dead. We can't pin this on Mendel as long as that security guard is alive. What are you talking about? The whole planet shot to shit. You think I don't know that? I was foolish to trust you. Told you a million times I can't shoot in the dark. I can barely handle a gun in broad daylight. You were 6 feet from him. The priest pushed him out of the way. He was standing where Denny was supposed to be. We're fucked. I need to find that security guard. He never came back to the building. He must have made a run for the bridge. Maybe you should go to the bridge. Fine, I'm going north. But if he comes back to the building and tells everyone about what I did, then it's game over. Game over for you, Tillman. What is it?
What is it?
What the hell was that all about? Oh shit, Brad. What's going on? What were you and Tillman planning? What'd you hear? You were supposed to be the one that killed Denny? You shot Father Parker? It's not my fault. It's all Tillman. What are you talking about? What are you planning to do next? I just want to go home. You're not going anywhere. Now tell me what's going on. It's Tillman, man. He told me I had to kill Denny. Why? Because Denny knew Tillman was in a porn video? Who cares? Is it worth killing someone? I didn't kill anyone. You said Parker was still alive. I don't even know anymore. But that's besides the point. That's literally what it says. But that's besides the point. You tried to kill Denny. If I didn't try, Tillman would have killed me. Why? Why would Tillman make you do it? Why wouldn't he kill Denny himself? Because I was closer to him. Denny came to me. Denny knew I was linked to the porn shot at ESU. Danny wanted to help Mendel bring down ESU. Denny knew Tillman was in the porn and... What? I think Denny knew about the serum. That's why you had to kill him to keep the serum a secret. Tillman wanted it a secret. I just wanted to fuck girls. So all I ever wanted in life was to fuck girls. So you were wanting to kill Denny to make Tillman happy just so you can keep your access to serum. But you know how to make it, right? So why even keep Tillman around? Tillman had the girls. So many girls. The volleyball team! And the cheerleading squad. And the swim team. Holy shit, all of them were using serum? Well, not all of them, but yeah, Tillman gave it to everyone. Holy shit, that's fucked up! Listen, Brad, I need to find Father Parker. If he's still alive, that means I didn't shoot anyone. What makes you think you can find him? He's not in the building. He must be in the woods. If there's any chance at all to find him alive, I need to take it. And you want to kill Tillman, but what about all the girls? What would you do without Tillman? I fucked a lot of chicks in my time at ESU. All good things have to come to an end, and Tillman isn't going to let me leave quietly. Okay, I'll let you go, under one condition. You have to keep making serum for me. What? Smart as you look, you sure are dumb. That serum would make a killing on the market. You want to sell it? Use it, sell it, whatever. I just want more. Who wouldn't want that stuff? It's a gold mine. Sure, whatever you say, Brad. Don't tell anyone I shot Parker. Look, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I trust you. See you around, Brad. Good luck. Brad, I found it. Found Buddy's gun? Yeah, it was in plain sight the whole time. Well, where is it? Follow me, I'll show you. Look on the ground. Near the stick? No, Brad, it is the stick. What? Isn't your mind blown? Simon, what the hell are you talking about? Think about it, Brad. A stick is just nature's gun, and Willie here gifted us this weapon to use against Tillman. Who the hell is Willie? The tree, I named him Willie. Simon, your brain isn't working. You're just jealous that you didn't get a snack. What snack? These mushrooms, they taste delicious. Okay, I see what the problem is. Simon, I'm going back inside. Andy took off on his own, and we need a better plan if we're gonna find more than just a magic tree branch. You don't want to use the stick? Don't eat any more of those mushrooms, Simon. But I'm hungry. Alright, do I have the wheel? Yeah, I do. Alright. It's a dolly for moving heavy objects, but it's missing its wheels. Found this wheel, but it's still missing one wheel. Fuck. Am I missing a wheel now? Damn, if it isn't one thing, it's another. Do I have another wheel? I do. Now that the dolly has two wheels, I can use it to move heavy things. So I've got a dolly. I can move heavy stuff now. I don't know how the hell he carries it. They're not quite light. Tell the exterminator that the roaches are in the restrooms, break room, kitchen, and anywhere that is dark. Looks like I need a code to turn off the security lasers. Vent here a little bigger than the other vents. Hold on.
don't think so.
Yeah, that's not what I'm supposed to do right now.
I found something.
Skeleton key. I know what that'll be useful for. Before we go in there,
this could come in handy.
So watch. Okay. Whoa. What are Amber and Kat talking about? I should listen in on what they're saying. I can't. I could never do such a thing. But do you want to? I can't. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking if you want a cock in your pussy. I have the desire. Yes! Oh, girl, you don't know what you're missing. The boy's cock is fantastic. What does it feel like? Tell me, please. It feels like it's stretching you open. And when he pumps that jizz inside, he did it inside of you? Oh, yes, Kat. Feeling the cum fill you up from inside is incredible. You make the desire worse with your descriptions, but I fought the desire before. There was someone before Brad? Yes, there was, but I conquered that demon long ago. Who was it? I've erased them from my life. That's so sad. Was it worth it? My time since has been difficult. But I'm sure it is the Lord's will. How could you erase someone close to you? That sounds awful. It was something I kept. What is it? I lost my last memory from that time. Part of me wanted to hold on, but my will was too strong. But I let myself keep one reminder. A gift? When I left England, he rushed to stop me. I told him I was doing it for God, and that no man could stop me from serving the Lord. And as I said goodbye, he gave me his broken pocket watch, whose hands were frozen on the moment we met. What did you do with the watch? In a moment of weakness, I hid the watch deep in the basement storage, but when Father Parker renovated, it was lost forever. That's so sad. It's a sign from God. I made the right choice. Wow, Kat sees the lost watch as a sign from God that her fate is sealed as a nun. This is great news. If I find that watch, she'll question her choices. That could be the ticket to her heart, I mean her pussy. Too bad you lost that watch. I would have loved to see it. Brad, we were just talking about you. Only good things, I'm hoping. Okay, but there's more here. Let's see. Okay, so when it says to go... get to this point. Alright, so I'm at the painting. Right there. And it says to go to left. And it says to go down. And it says to go down again. I think I know what this is. It's confusing, but I think I know what they're telling me what to do. They're telling me to go... I see a metal chest with a small opening. Too bad I can't reach it. We don't have anything for that.
It won't work.
What the hell? It's a welder, but it has no power, so I can't use it. thinking it's... Because we can't go there. So it's not that. I'm trying to figure out how he got down there. Unless, can I go through here? No. Alright, is there like a weak wall or something? I don't see anything. Kinda confused here. You can't go back through there. And we can't go through none of these doors. And that's blocked. Okay. So from the painting. So it is telling me to go left. Then, you know, I guess. Oh, okay. Whoa, what a mess. There's books everywhere. I guess these were all books moved up from the basement after Parker's renovation project. Okay, hold on. So it did say to go south down. Alright. And then... One more time down. You can't go anywhere in these. Alright, so it's not this way. It's gotta be west left. See a coin. I got it. I found it. Okay. I did that just fucking around. I found it. Found the USB cable. Arena. Man, this reminds me of them old school puzzles.
This could come in handy.
Legs on shoulders.
I don't think so.
I'm not seeing. All right, so we're gonna have to, I don't know, it's even harder to walk through sometimes. Grab that. Okay. Okay, so I went down that road. Then we go west, south down road, west left. I didn't see nothing. Oh, I know where I gotta go. I went past a lot of this. Oh, hold on, fast travel, you can do that quicker.
What would you like?
Catherine, I found something that you might want to see. Here you go. Oh my goodness, you found it! What is it, Cat? It's my old watch! You never struck me as a pocket watch person. It was a gift from a close friend. Well, good thing I found it. You wouldn't want to lose something close to you. You're right, Bradley. If you'll excuse me, I must leave.
Hello.
There's too many floor tiles. I'll never count them all. Hello, my name is Violet. It's my name too, do you want some food? Shit, Violet, what the hell are you doing? Brad, my door was open. Oh no. Brad, this purple kangaroo can help us. Shoo, shoo, back to the basement, Violet. Simon, go count the floor tiles in the bathrooms. Yes, Captain. Goodbye, boy Violet. Come on now, Violet, go back to your room. Okay, Brad. What were you doing outside, Violet? Oh my, you touched me. Oh, sorry. My curse, you might have the curse now too. No, Violet, I'm fine. I feel perfectly normal. I can't believe I was so careless and now you're doomed too. I'll be fine, Violet. Tell me, how'd you get out? Father let me go. What? Father came to me and said to go into the Dame Woods. He did? Where is he? I don't know. Thought I'd find him outside. Shit, that's creepy as hell. Look, Violet, Father Parker's using you for sex. Nonsense. You're literally pregnant. That's how sex works. Oh, yeah, but Father needed me for his seed. What did he need you for? Father says I'm special. How? I don't understand. Father Parker's a man of God, but he needs to spread his message and my body can help him. How does your body help Father Parker spread his message? What message? I don't get it. I can't say I fully understand either, but I am important to him. I am special. Don't listen to him anymore. He just wants to fulfill some creepy fantasy. How do you know? It's hard to explain, but once you leave here, you'll see things differently. Why? This place is clouding your thoughts. It's not just you either. We're all under the spell of this place. You're scaring me, Brad. Will you still help us? Of course. I am your real hero, not Father Parker. Even if I did trust you, Elizabeth would never believe you. I touched you. Yeah. But look at me, I'm not cursed. I don't know how it's possible. Father told me only he could touch me, but yet, you touched me and are still here, unaffected. I'm gonna save you, Violet, you and Elizabeth. Once I get out of here, I'm gonna get help. If you can touch us, that would mean you could... What? No. Father said no. You need to stop listening to Father Parker. If you see him again, I want to know everything he tells you. Okay, Brad, I'll trust you. Good girl. Now stay in your room. Yes, Brad. What was that noise? It's coming from Cat's room. The door's open a crack. Maybe I can see what's going on if I open it just a bit more. How does it feel, Cat? Oh my, I'm so full. It's nice, isn't it? I can't believe such a toy exists. The poor children. It's not that kind of toy. Remove it. What's wrong, Cat? It's not the same. I don't feel his warmth. I cannot trick my mind. I know it is not him. Sorry, Cat. This is the best I can do. Want me to eat you out? Oh, no, thank you. I'm not in the mood for a meal. That's not what I meant. If you don't mind, I'd like to be alone. Suit yourself. Oh, shit. Amber's coming. What are you doing today, Bradley? Just killing time, trying to hook up. You've had sex with everyone but me.
Not everyone.
Oh, that's right. Of course not Valerie. You are her husband's brother.
Yeah, I know, but I'm still trying to get some action with her.
Bradley, think of your older brother. What would he say if he knew you had such naughty thoughts?
I don't really care what he thinks. He's not the boss of me. I'm my own man. If I want to fuck Val, it's my business.
You are so bold, Bradley. You really do live the life you want, don't you?
Of course, Cal. How else should someone go through life?
Would you ever see yourself being with one woman?
If it was the right woman.
Have you ever met someone you thought could be the right woman?
Too bad it can't be you.
Well, Bradley,
I need someone I can make love to.
I understand, Bradley. You must do what your heart tells you.
Yes, Cat. That's all any of us should do.
Okay. Getting very, very close. I'm not seeing anything unless I already did it. I may have already done it.
Okay.
Hi, Val. What are you doing? Oh, I was just going to go outside, but then I remembered that Buddy locked the door. Why do you want to go outside? How do you know this place had a... Did you know this place had a hiking club?
Yeah, Buddy told me. I found some water filter kits upstairs earlier. They appear to be part of a survival kit.
Good thing we don't need any survival stuff.
I'm not so sure. What if we lose access to water?
What do you mean? The flooding is likely causing contamination.
It's not unheard of that water supplies could become contaminated or be shut off in situations like this.
I guess I never thought about losing water after a flood. Kind of ironic. I wanted to test the filter on an uncontaminated water source, but I guess it can wait.
Can't we just collect the tap water while we still have it?
I worry, it's already contaminated.
What about the water fountain over by the entrance? I thought about that, but remembered I poured serum into it. Wouldn't the filter get rid of the serum contents? I just wanted to try it on a fresh source. As much as you may want all us girls drinking that contaminated water, you dirty boy. Aha, you know me too well, Val. I might be able to help. How so? Do you know a way outside? Maybe I do. I don't know how long we may be here, Brad. So if you can find us a better water source, that would be wonderful. I'll do my best. Here's an empty gallon bottle. Fill it up, and I'll test out the survival filters. You found a gallon jug. Sounds like a plan, Val. You're so helpful, Brad. Anything for Valerie.
Your brother's husband's wife. It's weird, right?
Okay. There's the water. The pond is not connected to the main river. I wonder if it's man-made. Pond water never even touched the floodwaters, so whatever nasty chemicals might be in the floodwaters won't be here. Water from outside? Yes. Well, I found a pond in the woods. How did you get outside? I broke the lock on the front door. Bradley, what if Tillman comes for us? I'll protect everyone. It's brave of you, but I don't think you'd be much of a match for Tillman. You know, Val, I'd do anything to protect you. It's sweet of you, Brad. You know I love you. I know, Brad, and I love you too. Hi, Cat. What are you doing up there? Oh, Bradley, I was just... Bradley, I'm sorry to disappoint you. What's wrong, Cat? I can't have sex with you. As a woman of God, I am not equipped to handle raising a child. I've chosen my path, and it's too late to change. A child? Who said anything about a child? Now, if we were to make love, I would bear your child, would I not? Hell no, I'm a master at pulling out. The risk is too great. My purpose in life is to serve God, and anything that risks my devotion is out of the question. What if I told you there was a way to guarantee that you won't get pregnant? Are you speaking about the condom? So you know what it is? Yes, I've had to deal with misbehaving students bringing them here. If I had a condom, then it would be safe. Would it still be sex if you used one of them? If you think about it, not really, because my dick wouldn't really be touching your pussy. I suppose you're right, Bradley. Maybe we could pretend while using the condom. Do you have one? Oh shit, no, I don't. That is too bad. I can find one, just give me a moment. But where would you find such an item in a church? It won't be easy, but I'll find one. Gonna go right back where I'm at. I did not mean to go in there.
Oh, hi.
Amber, do you have a condom? Why do you ask? Who are you gonna use it with? Catherine. No way, are you serious? She agreed? Well, I convinced her that I wouldn't count if I used a condom. Clever boy. I have one in my car, but the front door is locked, so no luck for you. Actually, I unlocked the front doors, but don't tell anyone. I don't want people becoming worried. Nice job, Bradley. You're so smart. I know. Now can I have that condom? Sure, here are my keys. It's in the glove box. Key fob. Thanks, Amber. It's locked. It's not really the way you enter a car anyway. Found a condom. Whoops. We're actually quite away from part 8, so yeah. Couple more things need to be done. I'll show you this and then we'll probably be on part 8 next week. We might get to a little bit into part 8, but it's going to take us a little bit. But I am going to show you this scene, so don't worry. I can never be pregnant. It is forbidden. That's why they invented condoms, Cat. Oh, the condom! Okay. I have one of these. I found one. Look. We can have sex now. Oh my, I didn't think you'd really find one. What, are you saying you don't want to do it now? I'm so conflicted. I feel two sides pulling me in opposite directions. But it must be wrong. These feelings must be the work of the devil. Why? Just because it'll bring you joy? Oh, Bradley, you're making this so difficult. Well, shit, I hope I didn't fuck this up. Oh Lord, I come here in your presence in my most desperate moment of need. I've devoted myself to be your servant, but there is another I desire. Oh God, your word promises that I will not be tempted beyond what I can bear. Oh Lord, Bradley has gone through much trouble to find the condom. Certainly you willed his search and provided his robbery means for us to express our love. Well, this is definitely blasphemous. I trust that... Well... Oh God, you've answered my prayers. Yeah... Thank you, Lord, for not denying my plea. Damn, Cat, your pussy is milking my cock. It's so eager for my cum. The Lord has provided us. Thank the Lord for our condom. Oh yeah, nice job, God. Like high-fiving Jesus or something? I shall forever continue my devotion to you, Lord, unimpeded by worldly responsibility. Yeah, dude, no babies for us. Sweet invention, God. Get on your knees and praise Jesus, sister. That was a little far, mate. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I mean, it's not as if people don't say God and Jesus while they're having sex, usually very loudly. Hell yes, praise for this juicy, quivering virgin pussy. I'm going to come. Do it, Cat. Come for the Lord. Show him how much you appreciate this gift. So tight, I'm going to come too.
Oh no, where is the condom? It's a miracle. God removed it using magic. Bradley, don't mock the Lord.
It's all fine, Cat. I pulled out, didn't I?
But Bradley, without the barrier between our flesh, that means...
You're not a virgin anymore, Cat.
This can't be!
It's okay, Cat. Everything is fine.
But what about my devotion to the Lord?
You're still free to do all that stuff. Nothing is going to come of it.
But...
Look, Cat, it's the 21st century. We know how babies are made now.
But what if...
All I need to do is pull out and everything will be fine.
Can you do that? Well, what if you fail?
Come on, Cat, you have nothing to lose now. If something happens, perhaps that is God's will.
I'll pray for us, Bradley. That's all I can do now.
Can we do it again, Cat? You are so forward, Bradley, but I must admit my thirst has not been quenched either. If servitude to the Lord is the will of God, then surely he will guide your sperm from my womb.
You're right, Cat. If we didn't fuck, you're basically saying you don't trust God.
I don't want to distrust the Lord.
Then we better trust him, Cat. The Lord knows best, right?
You're right, Bradley. You've made me feel better about this. You are a special man.
In all my studies of lust, nothing could have prepared me for the feelings that have grown inside of me.
No offense, but I'm not sure you've got access to the right kind of books here.
Are there more books out there covering the topic of sex and lustful desire?
Well, mostly videos, but yeah, there are tons of study material out there.
You must be so much more experienced than I, Bradley. I feel a burden off my shoulders. I no longer feel the need to study such a topic.
With you here, I feel I know everything I need to know.
I think your journey is just starting, Cat.
During my studies, there was one note I found in a book deep in our repository. I was never able to decipher its meaning, but perhaps you can figure it out.
I'll look into it.
I have received a mysterious note. The key to lust is 23 paces apart. The code for 3-1 to win my heart.
There's a 4-digit code to disable the security lasers. I wonder if Cat's note has anything to do with this. The code is 4312. For 12. Okay.
I've gone on a little longer than I said I was going to. So, yeah. Now we have a block puzzle. Boxes will reset if you leave the room and come back. Chamber key B. Yep, can't do anything about that. Ventilation slow rate, chamber room slow rate. What is this? It looks like some sort of gauge. It sounded like it came from the girls' bedrooms. Still got quite a bit before part 8. We'll end it with this scene. Brad, something's wrong. My urges are stronger than ever before. You must let me see Violet. What happened in here? I don't know, but suddenly I feel overwhelmed with desire. Please don't make me wait. Okay, I'll go get Violet. Oh, Violet, do you feel it too? Yes, Elizabeth, we're succumbing to our curse. The serum is coming out of the pipes faster than before. The key, that's what it did. It controls the flow rate of Parker's serum supply. I'm going to come, me too. This feels so good. I love feeling your wet pussy sliding against me. I don't feel satisfied. It's no use. We've fallen too far. Quick, Brad, give us our toys. Oh, it's still too intense. Even with the holy rod rammed into my tight little pussy, I don't feel satisfied. And the holy beads pushed deep into my ass is not enough. Go harder. Really give it to me. I'm coming again. Me too. It's no use. I can't take it anymore. Now's the time we must trust him. Violet, no. You're going to spread the curse. I can't believe you're doing this. Well, who am I kidding? I don't care anymore. I need to taste his cock. Fighting each other now. That's it, girls. Suck that cock. We must work together, Elizabeth, and share his delicious discharge. Holy shit, I can't take it. Get ready for a big load, girls. Okay. What was that sound? Hey, the serum vents aren't working anymore. What's a sedum vent? The supply must be empty. Either that or I overloaded the system. What are you talking about? Never mind. How are you girls feeling? I actually feel better. I must admit I'm also feeling better. Maybe you are a priest after all. Do you feel cursed? Don't worry, girls. I think everything is going to be okay, but I better fuck you both just to be safe. Only Father Parker is allowed to do that, and even he never touched me in that way. I was the only one Father would lay with, but he told us both we can never allow anyone else to use us in that way. But I'm a priest, remember? It doesn't matter. You may be immune to our curse, but Father was very clear. Only he would be allowed to enter us in that way. Look, girls, I hate to break this to you, but Father Parker's no savior. He was using a drug to make you both horny. No, you're wrong. But Father's guided by God, and he would never do that. He's a liar. And why should we trust you when you say that? I wish he were here now. I'm gonna find him, and when I do, I'll force him to tell you the truth. Please find him and let us speak to him. I will. Okay, so I need to end it here, or I won't be ending it at all. I'll just continue all the way through to the end. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Lust Epidemic. Stay tuned.